At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up, friendos? Welcome in to the In This League Fantasy Football Podcast with the Welsh and Scott Bogman, the illustrious Scott Bogman. Unfortunately, not illustrious this week, either one of us, because we're both big fat losers representing our fat loser teams, and we have to be all angry and mad in here. Fantasy wasn't super great. Props, bets were okay. It was a decent week, but then our teams, huge embarrassing failures that lose right at the end, and that's kind of, those are the vibes. We just did this Discord show that kind of changed the vibes. We're all happy, and then just you and I alone with no audience. I'm like, oh yeah, teams stink. We suck. Life isn't great.
Yeah, it was a subpar week. I think I won more than I lost in fantasy, but subpar with the Steelers blowing it at the end to the Cowboys, and I have to hear this for the next however many years.
Oh,
from our buddy Will.
I forget about the the Will side of it too.
Yeah, so my week is worse than yours. Even though you lost to the Cardinals, which sucks also.
Oh yeah. No, I have to live around them.
Yeah, but I don't think you know or hang out with a Cardinal fan. So,
I used
makes
to work
it a little
in,
easier.
I worked in sports radio out here in Arizona. So I guess to your point, I'm not getting calls and texts, but all of my social
anymore.
Timelines, who goes on Facebook anymore, but I randomly do that. You know, my wife's like, hey, go like this picture. I go on. And it's just all these dirtbags that are, Cardinal, you know, and it's miserable. So whatever.
Well, that's where we're at.
AFL starts today with baseball. Yep. I didn't care about football anymore. I'm just focus on betting and focus on the NFL draft. Niners are going to probably have a high pick. That's essentially where we're at. My Fantasy Pros online championship team, because that is about all I care. I mean, I'm doing good in fantasy. I have one team that is a big old stink pile. I got a bunch of solid-ish teams. I think I'm doing well in flex, which is nice. This is my first good year in flex. We're doing okay in pentathlon. We were in second place going into this week. Don't know if that'll be the case after. But the online championship 5-0 is what I care about. And I'm 5-0 after this week, 4-1 in the other one. So those vibes we're trying to keep high, because that's big money. No way.
I got to try tonight. I have a couple players going against Justin Boone in the tags league, and I am 4-0 in that league, but I am 38 points behind him. And all I have right now are P. Ryan and Patrick Mahomes. So if those two go crazy tonight, well, I'll be in a great.
And he has nobody.
He has nobody, but that would be, I think he's also high score right now.
I mean, 30 point. If Mahomes has a Mahomes night, you're not out of it. You could do it.
You're right. I
believe
could
in you.
But I mean,
you're good enough. You're smart enough.
And
gosh darn it, people like you.
Like me. That's right. Exactly. So we're gonna hope that Patrick Mahomes brings us there. But 30 points against the Saints, I don't think is happening. So we'll see.
Week 6 upon us. We're gonna be talking about waivers. There are some interesting names on waivers this week. We're going to be breaking down the latest news coming off of week five and then just some of the storylines positionally. That's what we're going to be going through today. If you guys want to check us out, go to inthisleague.com. You can support your boys, make us happy. We appreciate when you do. Bogman with those updated ranks. I think Dynasty coming soon. We got baseball stuff. I'm doing a lot of Arizona Fall League, general sports community as well. We have an awesome community on our GroupMe rooms. It's like Discord. It's just not. It's a little bit more tame, easier to manage, I think, for some people. If you're a Discord person, it's probably going to feel slower to you, but it's where our community is and you have access to us. If you've never done any of that, it's a safe haven for you and like-minded individuals. So check it out, inthisleague.com. Inthisleague.com will take you to the Patreon. Sign up today. You'll put a smile on Bogman's face. And that's all that he's ever asked for.
Captain.
That's right. Yeah, and you'll feed his cat too. That's something we try to really hit home about. If you want his cat to eat, then sign up.
In the arms of an angel.
If no one signs up this week, I'm going to assume you don't care about animals and you don't care about Bogman's cat. So that's on you. One sign up alone, I'll be like, okay, then I think someone cares. But that's on you guys. So I figure it out. All right, let's talk about the week. Some injuries. Devon Achane. That one kind of stunk, especially because I've been pro by Dolphins in general. Luckily, it was a concussion. I mean, luckily, I said, scramble luckily, your brain.
It was a traumatic brain injury.
Yeah, that might end his teammates' career and, you know, these guys and CTE and whatever. I say that I'm saying, like, luckily, it's not like a season-ending injury that's going to take him out. It was a concussion. He got taken out of the game. Raheem Mostert was supposed to have a reduced role. It ended up being a dominant role. He had 19 carries. And he caught a few. Jalen Wright ended up kind of taking that subdued role. They just ended up running a lot. And Jalen Wright ended up having 13 for 86, which is nice to see. I would expect Achane's going to be good because I believe they're on bye this week. And then you're going to, which, by the way, is just another, I just still hold to my bye your Dolphins because now they're not in anyone's eye. Tyreek Hill cashed my bets this week. So hat tip to that. But he still wasn't awesome. Great time to buy Dolphins right now because bye week and underperformance and questions. I think it's good for Huntley that he's going to have an extra week in general. So I feel pretty solid about that. And I feel solid that Achane's going to get back to it. Maybe it'll be a tiny bit more reduced because Raheem was back out, looked good and stuff like that. But I'm still very pro Achane. And luckily this wasn't something, you know, more season grabbing.
Yeah. Look, I mean, Tua might be back week 8.
Is he? Oh, I was about to say, is he eligible for?
That's a possibility. I think that's the earliest. But it looks like he's still on the sideline, still wants to continue playing as well. I think it's insane that you would risk your brain for the rest of your life again, but he wants to keep doing it. So I think week 8, he's going to be back. And then it's wheels up for that entire Miami offense. So yeah, I think it's still. Buy low on Tyreek, on Waddle, on Achane when he's banged up. I think these are all viable options for you. If you can stomach this bye week, then I would go buy these guys.
If you could only buy one, Achane or Hill, who would you buy?
Hill.
Okay.
100%.
Not if you could throw Waddle in there knowing he's the cheapest, does that change anything or still Hill?
No, I think for value, it's still Hill. And I think you can probably get Waddle cheaper. Like, I think Waddle and Achane will probably be the easier buys still. But there are people selling Tyreek for pennies on the dollar right now. Let them and buy him. This is, this is the easiest time to buy. This is one of the simplest buys I feel like I've ever seen. And even if Tua went, you know what, guys, I'm done. I can't play anymore. I think this offense is still going to get better even with Huntley moving forward in the season. So either way, I'm still a buy on these guys, but especially if Tua is back sooner rather than later.
Sounded like NSYNC. You were bye, 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 bye.
Bye, bye, bye. That's right. Bye, bye, bye. All these Dolphins.
Or all the new kids are going to be like, that's the Deadpool song. It's like, ugh.
Sure.
I'm
fine with it being the Deadpool song.
You know, but you know what's hilarious? These are the markers too. Because my son is like, that's the Deadpool song. Oh, that's the Fortnite song too. Because then they put it in Fortnite. It's like everything but what it actually was.
Was that NSYNC? That was NSYNC?
I think that was NSYNC, right?
Okay.
Who are the bands? Because like we grew up, there was New Kids on the Block. And then that transformed into, it was like NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys. That's what the other one.
That's the one.
And then there was like
O-Town.
O-Town. I only remember that one because of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. It's like I stole O-Town CD. It's like, oh, that's one of the hardest boy bands.
And then there was 98 Degrees.
Oh, I forgot about those guys.
Yeah, I don't remember any
of
those.
I still don't know any of
them. Do you consider Boys to Men? Do they belong in that? Like, because nobody, I think, really ever put them in there because they didn't do the boy band stuff. But yeah, it was like a boy band.
Did they have synchronized dancing? I think synchronized dancing is the key to being a boy band.
That's very astute because I think they were more like, let's pan the camera as they're all just kind of like, and it's hard to say goodbye.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, I don't consider them a boy band because they also weren't as poppy as the rest of.
Well, they weren't poppy at all. Yeah, it was more R&B.
It's poppy, synchronized dancing. That's a boy band.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
I love
it. In this league.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, I remember that.
Like, it was cool to say you like Boyz II Men. It was not cool to say you like NSYNC.
Yep.
But now.
Accurate.
People are pretty detached from NSYNC or Backstreet Boys.
Also, who cares about music? Come on.
Oh, yeah, Bogman. I forgot Bogman. Let's go to the other injury. Nico Collins catches his big touchdown, gets taken out. Hamstring injury. Deepak suggested this is mild, which is good. The only problem is they don't have a bye week this week and they're playing. So I wonder, I know it's like a day-to-day situation. I wonder if they're going to play it safe and he doesn't play this week. It seems like if that would be the case, that would kind of be it. But I think there is a chance he doesn't play. But I don't think, at least at this moment, from all indicators, that we're looking at anything longer than that.
Yeah, I think they are calling it day-to-day instead of week to week, which is pretty big for a hamstring diagnosis. I think I'm with you, though. I do think he misses this week. They're on the road against the Patriots, who are miserable. So it's like, why even risk him, right? Don't risk him this week. Bring him back for the following week. I don't know. They're playing on the road against Green Bay. Much bigger game. Let's get him 100% up for that one. Jair Alexander, much tougher task than anything New England has to offer right now. So, I think sit him a week and bring him back next week. I think that's going to end up what ends up happening.
If he was active, do you think there would be some limitations and would that preclude you from putting him in your lineup?
I think if he's active, then no. I think if he's active, there's no limitations. Like, this was very mild and was like, oh, he's fine. No limit soldier. Exactly. No issue. Like, he could have finished that game. They just didn't want him to, and it was precautionary or whatever. Like, you could actually believe them when they say that stuff. So I think if he plays, he's good, and I'll roll him. But I expect him to not play this week.
If he plays, Nico's going to make him say,
the nom, the nom, the Asamoah. Yeah.
Oh, he was. Didn't he want like some insane money? Didn't he get some insane contracts? Then Nnamdi Asamoah, he was like, Revis like.
I think somebody was talking about this the other day on Instagram or TikTok or whatever. It was like the shelf life for the best corner in the league is like 2 years.
Are they backs? Are cornerbacks essentially running backs?
Kind of. Yeah. I mean, Jalen Ramsey was really good for like 4 years and he had like an extended run and now he's still
look
good.
At Diggs.
Still remember above average.
Like everybody loved Diggs for 1 year. 1 year.
Yeah. Well, then he got hurt. Then he blew out his knee after that. So yeah, best corner. So Patrick Surtain, your days are numbered here. It looks like.
Yeah, it's not good.
A couple picks it.
So there you go. Dynasty IDP leagues, 2 year shelf life on your corners. Get rid of them.
That's right. Well, you actually don't want them when they're good, unless they're getting picks. You want them when they're bad and they can make a million tackles. So
that's
Rashad Breeland, one of the best corners ever, because he was on the field always and couldn't cover. So he would let the guy catch it and then get a tackle. He's good for like eight tackles a game.
Rashee Rice, more tests, and Deepak shed some light on this too, that essentially that they're waiting because of the swelling is more worrisome than anything else. And even though they weren't saying there was like an ACL full blah, 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 it still looks like there's something bad. I know this is very vague because it is vague because they can't do anything because he's got really bad swelling. I think what tells you enough is the report also that the team is trying to push up court dates so they can try to serve the suspension now this year, because it is trending that he's going to be out. But I would say this question has popped up from time to time. They just don't cut him. Like, people were like, should I cut? Like, I wouldn't kill you if you did, because I don't think he plays this year. And if I were on some tight roster crunch, but like, if you didn't just put him on, like, wait a week. Like, we're going to find out that he's officially out for the season in a week, but you never know. It sounded like he was officially done, and they're like, hold your horses. But we're probably still getting back to that territory.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, miracle weird diagnoses have happened. So when we don't have 100% of the information, you can't dump him right now, I don't think. So like you said, it looks bad. If you're in a super big roster crunch and you're dealing with a ton of bye weeks this week, then okay, you know, have at it, cut him. We get it. But I don't know. Let's wait till we hear official word, because I think it's either, is it today or is it next Monday when they're going to do the surgery, and then they're going to know everything.
I think the swelling was still too much that I don't think they could do anything. The last report was like, oh, hey, by the way, they want to see if they can get that court stuff done, because that to me clearly tells like he's going to miss an extended period of time.
Yeah, I think if that's the case, then let's just wait. He's going to have surgery and they'll go in and they'll know exactly what's wrong with it. So it says Rice will undergo a procedure on Monday and hope to get a final determination of Rice's status shortly after, Schefter said. So that's actually today. So it looks like later in the day when he comes out of surgery and they kind of know what's going on, we might have an answer today whether he's out for the year or not. So expect this news to drop soon. Just it hasn't by the time we're recording this.
Expect him to be out for the year.
I think,
or so, the majority of it, that means anything for you.
All of your fantasy season for sure.
Yep. And then the other injury out there, Jonathan Taylor didn't play this week. You put data as favoring a return this week. It seemed like that was kind of the case. So
yeah, that's what Deepak said. Hopefully I need him, because in that content or that work league that we're in, Welsh, my first two picks were Davante Adams and Jonathan Taylor. So not looking so good right now.
That's not great. Yeah, I think I had Rashee Rice in the second round, so done. I have two of them, though. There's like the content team, which, to be honest, would really be fun to win that one because it's all the scumbags that we work with. but the other one, too, would be nice, because there's this whole structure of like you play these leagues, and then if you win, you go into the tags league at the top where you can win the belts and stuff like that. And I'm mediocre in that one, and I'm failing in the content league, so... When I lose, you guys are all scumbags. When I'm winning, you're just really great associates that I work with.
Love all you guys. 100%. That's right.
So Taylor's trending here. The other big piece of news is from like, this is going to be a pickup waiver thing, but the number one fantasy running back from this past week was Tank Bigsby. And I had a good celebration for it. People that have been listening to anything I've been doing have been hearing it, because it's a tough show that we do on Tuesdays on Pros.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, in this league.
Look at us. Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Look at us. Who would have thought?
Me. Week 5. Let's go take a look at the quarterbacks, and why is Josh Allen such a disappointment? 9 for 30, 131. He had some stuff on the ground. Khalil Shakir was out. Curtis Samuel came in. Curtis Samuel had 4 targets, caught 1 ball for 0 yards. Keon Coleman, 5 targets, 1 catch, and it was a big one for a touchdown. They got Matt Holland. They have a menagerie. That's a good word, but it's more like just it's like a clown show of wide receivers. I can't think of the clown right car? Word. No, it's just a weird group. There's a good term. I don't have it. I've already ruined it here, so move on. But it's a weird cast of characters that there is no leading man here, and they need the leading sucks. Man.
Yeah, it should be Keon Coleman, but he was late for a meeting, so we got to take him off the field for a game. So I get it. You know, Sean McDermott is hard on the rookies, and that's why Ray Davis is getting pushed out by Ty Johnson right now as well. Cole Bishop can't see the field a lot as a safety. Their best safety, by the way, can't see the field because Sean McDermott is hard on rookies. It's idiotic. I really hate it. The NFL is a meritocracy. Tony Romo taught us that a long time ago. You have to merit being on the field. Matt Collins, not meriting staying on the field. Bunch of drops in that game. MVS, drop machine. You like players that drop the ball, or do you want to throw the ball more to Keon Coleman? That is my question. So Khalil Shakir being out sucked. Josh Allen clearly had a concussion in this game and went back in. Insane. 9 completions, ain't getting it done. That's Anthony Richardson territory. So it was a bad game from Josh Allen. I think they're going to be fine moving forward. Losing Shakir hurt. He should be back hopefully soon. So I think they're going to be okay, but this is unbelievably frustrating.
Allen so far, looking at Fantasy Pros ranks and looking through the bi-weeklies, he is the 6th scoring quarterback in fantasy, but 3 of his 5 performances have scored under 15 points. So he is propped up by 2 30-point scoring outputs, which, by the way, no other quarterback has. As I'm looking through, there's no other quarterback with 2 30 fantasy point performances. He does, and that's propped it up. So it's weird right now. There might be a buy-low opportunity. I'd love for them to make a move. A Cooper, Devontae Adams, I keep talking about this, but I'm a little bit worried about Josh Allen because he doesn't look great. Dalton Kincaid can't get going. And it's something that I think if you had a guy that could really warrant coverage, double coverage, like an Adams or something, it just opens up everything else. It opens up big plays for Keon Coleman. It opens up the middle of the field, maybe more for Dalton Kincaid. I think teams are able to put more of a focus on Kincaid because none of those receivers beat anybody. You know, and it's like Shakir's just kind of like down the middle. It's not good right now. It's a bad situation. And, especially for the top quarterback, but a lot of the top quarterbacks have kind of failed. Aaron Rodgers ended up hurting his ankle late. I don't know if there's anything to that.
Salah said that he's going to be okay this week. That was just something I put on the sheet after seeing it, you know, yesterday in the morning.
Rub a little acid on it.
Get the tusher on it. Yeah, yep. I think he'll be okay. They got an extra game or extra day, excuse me, as well, because they play on Monday Night Football this week. He's going to be fine against the Bills, against Josh Allen. So I think he'll be fine.
Gardner Minshew was benched. Aiden O'Connell finished the game. There's no word on like what's going to happen moving forward. Thank God it happened. I mean, it's not good that it happened this week. We had to start him in a super flex because of a Jalen Hurts bye week, but you know, at least we got one of our quarterbacks covered. We'll be screwed when the other one has a bye week moving forward. If Minshew loses the job at this point.
I think Minshew has lost the job. I think we need to go get Aiden O'Connell, but I also think this could be musical chairs. And I also think Antonio Pierce could be canned at any minute. The guy is miserable.
Yeah. What do you think happens first? Do you think Pierce is fired or Adams is traded?
I think Adams is traded first. I think that happens in the next 2 weeks.
I mean,
I just don't think that
Pierce though.
I don't think it is. I understand what you're saying, but it's just this franchise is so bad right now. Trade Adams, get what you can for him. Maybe fire Pierce at the end of the year. Maybe that's what they want to do. Or if this gets so bad, you get to the point where you have to fire Pierce. That might be the case as well. I just, nothing is working right now. Antonio Pierce looks like an absolute mistake. So they got smoked by the Broncos, who had not beat them since 2019.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, buckaroo.
All night.
Well, it opens up a little bit of a question of like how O'Connell's going to be with Brock Bowers. I would say like the positive, and I guess I say this a lot, is like you get younger quarterbacks in who are the safety nets, and the safety net's a tight end. It's usually a tight end or a receiving running back out of the backfield when they can't go through their first read, but Bauer does get first read. So this is a boost for Bowers. If Adams plays, you play him, but other than that, there's really nothing to start. Madison was a joke this week. Zamir White just kind of like, I know he was hurt, but that seems like that's done. It's just Bowers and nobody unless you're in like super flex. Anthony Richardson should be able to play this week. Maybe the question is, should he play? Joe Flacco really gets that move. And Josh Downs at 12 targets this week. He was awesome. Pittman didn't have a bunch, but he was able to score and he was fantasy relevant. Pierce had his big one. This is going to be it, though, because Flacco's going to sit back on the sideline. Richardson's going to go back in, and we are going to judge this of what is Richardson going to be able to do. Does he get Pittman involved? My take, and someone didn't like this take when I was talking about it on Sunday night, but like Downs is the... I don't think Downs changes much whoever the quarterback is. Like maybe a little bit, because if Flacco's just not in, it's an overarching thing. But the biggest movement to me is Pittman. Like, I don't know if Richardson's going to get Pittman to be involved enough, but Downs is their check down guy and he's the slot player, and Richardson seems to kind of be able to play to that. So I don't know if Downs' value changes a whole lot who's the quarterback to me. It's just more of the main offense, but Pittman does. And I will probably rank it accordingly. I'm kind of scared to go back hard back on to Michael Pittman.
Sure. And I understand that. And I'm a Pittman guy. But Richardson has looked tough. The good news in that situation is that he did hit Pittman for two big gainers against Pittsburgh right before he went out. So maybe there's just a little bit boiling under the surface there, and we're going to see it from Richardson when he comes back. And Steichen has said when Richardson is healthy, he is our guy. So I expect him to start this week, and we'll see. I mean, I'm probably in a position where I have to start Pittman in the leagues I have him. So I do too.
I have a league that I have to, I don't have a lot of Pittman, but I got to start him in a spot. So
if it's another bad situation, you can look at, your other options at that point. But I think this week, I'm going to trust him one more time and see if it works. But I get being frustrated with Pittman. He has not been good this year, and Richardson is a big part of that.
Let's go over to running backs. Deepak had mentioned with CMC that it's looking like between weeks eight and 10 would be the most likely spot that we would see CMC returning, needing a 4-week ramp up. There's still a lot of mystery that he went over to Germany. I don't know if they even said what it was. I'd speculate there's probably something with stem cells. There's probably like a stem cell thing. A lot of players. Okay. Yeah. Because a lot of players leave the U.S. to do stem cells.
That's what Peyton Manning had to do that for his neck.
Yeah. Well, there's a whole thing behind that. Oh, but yes, unfortunately, there's not a lot of stem cell or much at all stem cell research that the U.S. will do. So that's why these players go out. What's funny about it is people heard like he's going to Germany and all this stuff, and everyone's like, oh my God. And it's like, well, no, they're going there because that's where you do the stem cell stuff, not here. Maybe it'll work. I don't know. That's usually for degenerative issues too, that people get a lot of that stem cell work in there, which is not a great sign. And the biggest thing is this is all beyond the stupid Germany stuff. Everything else is speculative because he has to go out there and he's got to start hitting cuts and runs and he's got to ramp up and he has to not have a setback. And that's the biggest question mark that we just really don't know at this point. So this is why the Jordan Mason thing is going to hold for a while. This is why Jordan Mason's going to probably hold the entire season, even if McCaffrey comes back in week 10. They're not going to give him all the stuff.
If you had to handicap it right now, how many games does Christian McCaffrey get on the field and play this year?
I would set it at...
In the regular season. We're not talking playoffs as well. Just regular season.
Yeah. If I had a line, I think the line is at 4.5.
I think that's the correct line, and I think I would go under. Christian McCaffrey got old in a week. They gave him an extension. He had a calf strain at that point, and it turned into an Achilles strain, into Achilles bilateral tendonitis, and then he's going to Germany for stem cells. Like, this all happened in a blink of an eye for CMC. I don't know that he plays at all this year. I will believe it when I see it, I guess is the point. I mean, I'm not buying.
If the line was 5.5, I would definitely take the under. I think there's a possibility he could play 5, because then, you know, maybe he comes back and was it 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Like, if he came back in week 13, like, you could get 5 games in. But yeah, now here's a different question. How many of those games do you think you see a full 75% snap workload over Jordan Mason? And I would say zero. Exactly. I would say I don't think you see 75%. I think they would share drives. You know what's funny? Shanahan said this little thing earlier, and I think this is like, this is just my brain though. It's like a little tip of the hat to what might be coming. Someone asked him about Eddie Guerrero, Isaac Grando. Guerrero running, and Shanahan goes, "Oh, like, because they were saying like, are you going to use him more?" And he's like, "Well, you know, we don't do any shared drive stuff with him. We just use him to spell. He's done a good job, but." And when he said the shared drives thing, to me, and that's like what the Cowboys do. A lot of teams will implement that with two backs. I 100% think that's what the 49ers are going to do. I think the 49ers, when McCaffrey is back and they want to use him, they're going to go drives. And it in the first couple of weeks, I think it'll be like McCaffrey can start a drive and then he probably comes out in the middle and then comes back. And then the next drive is all Mason. And then if he's good for 3 or 4 weeks, I think they'll just be more shared drive stuff. But I would go on, I go zero, you know, whatever, 70% snap RB type of games. Jordan Mason's just not going away. So that's a lot on there. Breece Hall, big concerns for a lot of people. He has put up under 10 fantasy points combined over the last 2 weeks. Braylon Allen didn't do a whole lot in this messy game over in the UK, but it's a fever pitch. This is what happens. People are worried about Bijan right now. People are more worried about Breece Hall, not just because of his ineffectiveness, but it's attached to Braylon Allen also getting run. What level of worry are you on Breece Hall, and is he a buy or sell?
Buy. I'm like a 2 on Breece Hall. I'm not worried about Breece Hall at all. I would say I'm a little more worried about Bijan, because I think Tyler Algier is a complete back who is good, that can push Bijan. He's looked better than Bijan as well. So I would say I'm more concerned about Bijan than Breece. I'm really not that concerned about either one of them, to be honest with you. I think they're both going to be fine. And I know that is, you know, people don't want to hear that, because if you're rostering Breece Hall and he sucks, you don't want to hear, "Oh, he's going to be fine. Don't worry about it." Yeah, I get it. Like, the Jets offense hasn't looked good, but it was still 53-19 in terms of snaps in Breece Hall's favor. You know, they had a real big thing about getting Garrett Wilson involved, and Brian Flores blitzes more than any other coordinator. I think it's him and Joseph in Denver that are blitzing the crap out of everybody right now. So Breece Hall was in there to pick a lot of blitzes up this week as well. So I think that, especially with that O-line playing the way it has been for the Jets, so I think he's going to get better. I think I'm not panicking at all. I think it's still Breece Hall season. Bijan as well. A little more concerned about him because Algier is good, but I'm not really worried about either one of those guys.
I'm not worried about it.
I'm not worried about any of this.
Let's roll through some other RB stuff. Joe Mixon could be good if we finally get a practice in here. Practice coming potentially Thursday, but there's a high risk of setback. I'm going to throw a couple RB things in here. Ramondre did not start, but he still saw a snap share and was still rocking 12 for 89. He looked pretty good there. Gibson didn't see an uptick in carries, you know, so that's like the big thing to focus on. I think they had like shared snaps, but the carries still went to Ramondre. Rico Dowdle, also breakout game, of course, when I bet the under on him, 20 for 87. Any takes on these RBs?
Yeah, I mean, Joe Mixon is a question to see if he plays. I think what Deepak was basically saying is it looks like one more week for Mixon to be out, which sucks, but Ramondre not starting to do anything to him, so start him as you normally would, or if you normally wouldn't.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world? Says who?
IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
I think his role is about the same. And Rico looks like the guy. Zeke is just dust, which has been what we thought it was going to be the whole offseason, but it's not. They were talking about it on the broadcast last night. Not a lot of fifth-year guys that were undrafted free agents stay on a team and lead them in carries at any point. And that's what Rico is doing right now. He is the better back. So I think Rico is continuing to get better, and I think this is going to be what we see with this Cowboys backfield moving forward until, unless he starts fumbling or something, I think Rico's the man there.
Yeah, I kind of think so too. And he's looked good for two straight weeks. That's kind of what I wanted. I was so critical because I was such a Rico guy, you know, into the season. And then it was such a failure to start. And I was just like, nah, I'm done. They don't want to use it. Total shared. And then it stopped. And because Rico just looks better and Elliott looks bad. So Rico's a buy here. Some others, Aaron Jones, hamstring. Usually that's an average on 2 weeks, but they're on the bye, so he might be able to return. If not, Ty Chandler, you know, we've seen some efficiency there, especially with the receiving game. Jerome Ford, carries were kind of blocked. And I've been saying this a lot on the injury front. You know, Nick Chubb is, we're closing in on a window where he's going to return soon. But I really think this weekend, they kind of showed us what's going to be with this, and it's going to be a full-on split. Jonathan Brooks should be activated this week or next from the PUP. That's big. And Zach Moss left with an ankle injury, came back, but did not play a lot in overtime. So there is some Chase Brown in there. What's important? What do you want to hit there?
Yeah, I think Ty Chandler is the guy this week. I don't think Aaron Jones is playing, but hopefully back immediately after that. The Browns backfield is a disaster. So don't start him. If you can avoid starting Ford until they make a change at quarterback, until they get Nick Chubb back. Like, I just don't know what this, what are we expecting from this offense? Because Cooper looks awful as well. And Joku got hurt again. Like, it's just all bad news from Cleveland right now, which, you know, just stinks. JB, I mean, let's see what the ramp up looks like. Let's see what the workload looks like, because Chuba has been so good the last 2 weeks. And it's like, as soon as we get him rolling with the red rifle here, then here comes JB to mess this up for the Panthers. So that's going to be interesting to see how that works out. And then here we go with Zach Moss. This is what I was worried about. The injury bug seems to love him, and already with a hamstring. And Chase Brown, I think this is the beginning of the end of Moss carrying the torch here in Cincy. And Chase Brown, who we talked about last week with Erickson, who was already putting him over Zach Moss. I think that's the trend that we're going to see continue this season with that running back situation in Cincy.
The other just RB notes, Alexander Mattison, 15 for 38, sorry, with some catches. It wasn't really effective. Abdullah seemed better. That was with whiteout. Tyler Johnson, you had mentioned, has taken over the backup role. Ray Davis is doing nothing. We did see some snaps out of Blake Corum and a couple goal line carries. Kendre Miller also going to be returning to the team. But I think the biggest one, Tyrone Tracy, 18 for 129. He also caught a pass. Singletary was out. And I think, as I've been saying, like, I'm very much in on Tracy, because my take is Singletary is not the type of player that keeps talented players off the field. And I don't think the Giants were in a place where they understood or knew, oh, this is a special player in Tyrone Tracy. And now they got to see that on display. He was very, very efficient. And I think that is only going to hurt Singletary to a degree, but I don't know which way it'll go. I don't know if it'll be like Tracy disappears and it goes back to Singletary fully. I'm guessing not. Or can Tracy take over the full backfield? I tend to think not, that Singletary will still be involved.
I think you're correct on that. I think with Tracy, I think it's just what he's doing right now is he's earning more touches. Like we have seen Tyler Algier do, well, like we've seen Braylon Allen do. The dude is earning just a little bit more of this workload. And I thought what we were seeing Wandale Robinson do right now, honestly, I thought Dable hated Wandale because he didn't give him anything the last 2 years. And this year, all of a sudden, now he's getting 12 targets for, you know, as we mentioned, it was the joke. It was, he's going to have 20 catches for 44 yards. Yeah, he's doing a little bit of that. I thought Tracy was going to be in that role, but Slayton looked good this week as well. If he can actually catch the damn ball, He's a good player. He can get open all the time, but it's catching the ball. It's his issue. This is all without Malik, right? Malik is going to come back and get all of his looks again. And Singletary is going to come back. But I think Tracy is a good guy to have on your bench right now, especially going through bye weeks, especially with, the running back Singletary already being banged up, the guy in front of him. So, yeah, roster Tracy. He's probably number two behind Bigsby this week.
Yeah, I think we always build our waivers. It's Bigsby and Tracy. That's 1-2, and that's like a big core of what we're going to be focusing on. Wide receivers, couple injury notes. Malik Nabers' concussion should be go to return, so there's a plus. And A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith are both expected back coming off of the bye week going into week six. So, again, Jalen Hurts kind of wheels back up. That offense can kind of get humming again. What in God's name was going on with George Pickens? Of course, I had this opportunity. I was just like, oh, hey, maybe I could like have a really good prop week. And then all of a sudden he must have done something because it looked like he got benched. He was third in snaps at wide receiver. What's going on?
He's a child. He needs to be gone. Like I want him gone. I don't like George Pickens. I don't like his crappy attitude. He's a great player. But you know, when he's not getting the ball, he turns into a crybaby. He turns around looking for the ball. I mean, Jordan Lewis is one of the biggest S talkers in the NFL. And he sucks. So whatever. Like, I don't really even care about the face mask grab at the end of the game. It sucks. I don't like it. But I mean, Van Jefferson had a couple big catches. There have been talking about trading for Devontae Adams. So I wouldn't listen.
Oh, I heard you say I thought Deontay Johnson. And I
Devontae Adams. No.
Oh, what an absolute joke that would be to go and trade one head.
Well, this is the same problem, right? So yeah, exactly. I know Devontae doesn't want to block, and that's probably what is keeping him away from the Steelers trading for him. But I don't care. Like, even with a bad attitude, he's got a better attitude than Pickens. So it just really annoys me with Pickens in this crybaby. I've been through this with the wide receivers for too much. I'm traumatized right now. Get rid of these diva wide receivers. I'm sick of having them. So, and that's exactly what Pickens is right now. I can't stand it. Makes me
so sad. Are you like out on Pickens moving forward?
Yeah. I mean, is the offense going to improve a bunch? He's a boomer bust player. That's what I'll say. It's like, you know,
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, fellas, here's how it works. $15 for it.
In this league.
What's this?
In this league.
If you have to ask, big man, you can't afford it.
I don't know. Pickens is completely frustrating, and he needs to be a wide receiver 3 or a flex option and no more for you. That's what I would say.
What's going on with the Green Bay situation? This was an opportunity for Dontavian Wicks to go off, and he just was off. And you've got Christian Watson, who looks like he's going to be back. And we don't know what's going on with Dobbs. Dobbs is apparently, speaking of that same situation, maybe the Packers should go get Dobbs, but that, you know, just add more headaches because Dobbs apparently decided to not show up because he doesn't like his role in the offense. Probably not a great way to approach, like, you know, an NFL team in like week 4 or 5 when you're just like, oh, I don't like what's going on. And then you just stop showing up. So he was suspended. So God knows what's happening with him. What's your approach with these three guys? Jaden Reed's the man. Tucker Kraft looks like he's a top 7-8 tight end moving forward. But like, what's your rotation for these wide receivers right now?
I mean, it's Jaden Reed and then everybody else, pretty much. I mean,
can you start any of these other guys? Would you? Will you?
No, probably not. I mean, Kraft has looked good, but Kraft looked good because Watson was down, and then Dobbs got suspended. So are those guys both coming back this week? And Musgrave didn't play either, right? So like, what does this look like when everybody's back? Is everybody coming back? Is Dobbs just gone? Are they suspended one game? Are they bringing him back and, you know, getting his attitude right or whatever? I don't know what's happening there. So, and Christian Watson is just perpetually hurt. So,
rank Dobbs, Watson, Wicks, and George Pickens.
Pickens, because he's still a number one. Wicks, Dobbs, and who is the other one? Watson. Watson's at the
all bottom. Three of the yeah, the three other guys.
So. Watson's at the bottom. Like, he's just always hurt. He's boom or bust. No thanks. So okay. Yeah, that's how I would do it.
Christian Kirk, season low snap percentage, as we saw the Brian Thomas breakout game, and we still don't have any Evan Engram. What's your take on Christian Kirk here? Still had 88 yards. Is this a get out while you still can situation?
I think so. I haven't liked Christian Kirk this whole time. I think Brian Thomas is the better receiver. I don't think that's even a question at this point. Evan Engram is going to come back as well. Season low snap count right now. I think if you can sell him and get anything else viable for your team that's a starter, I would do it.
I think I'm with you on that. I'm gonna sell out that because Brian Thomas, he's the dude. Him, as they say. Xavier Leggett, shoulder seems mild. We saw Jalen Coker fill in, look pretty good. I like the idea of getting in on Leggett right now because I do think this team is going to blow up some stuff. And I think Leggett is legitimately going to move into being the number one in maybe a month's time or so. I think Deontay is not long for this team. I don't know what's going to go on. I mean, they would probably benefit from trading Thielen as well and just moving off. And Leggett's going to go into a spot where he legitimately might be the number one. So I only say this because, like, I know he's been like a pickup, but he got hurt. Maybe some people drop him. Like, if I could go and pick him up and he's sitting out there, I would pick him up as a preemptive move for the coming weeks, assuming this injury is actually mild.
Yeah. Do you think it's wrong to just not want in on any of the Panthers now?
No,
like, I think Andy Dalton, like, you know what they want to do is they want to roll Andy Dalton for the next 5 weeks until and go 0-5 and then bring back Bryce Young as the savior again. Like, that would be, picturesque for the Panthers. So I think that's what they're going to go to. And I don't know if is Bryce so rattled that it can't be fixed? This whole thing looks bad. Even Chuba has looked great the last 3 weeks with Andy Dalton, but Jonathan Brooks is going to come in. And then are they giving him more touches or is it still Chuba? I think Chuba is like the only actual viable guy that I would want to roster right now on this team because I do, DJ is fine. But if they go back to Bryce Young, I just don't know what that's going to look like. So I really don't want any Panthers right now.
I get that. I mean, that's fine. I mean, the Chuba stuff to Jonathan Brooks, I think, is really tricky. There's a part of me that kind of feels like Jonathan Brooks might be a really good sell right before he's active.
Yeah.
And then, because I think, like, you're getting fever pitch. Same thing with Nick Chubb. It's like before these guys, there is an opportunity if they go off, then it's like, oh, crap. But I just think there might be this fever pitch with both of those guys. At the end of the day, like, Chubb's ability to get big workload isn't going to meet. And I think people might be writing off Chuba a little too soon that Brooks is just going to get some limited work. But I get the, you held on to him so long, but I don't know, something to just explore. Other wide receiver thing, Jalen Polk continues to see more usage. Pop Douglas is still kind of the dude. We saw some Bourne, but like, I think the snaps are going in favor of Polk like every single week.